KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. Temperature's been holding steady the past couple of hours at 73 degrees. We look for a 30% chance of drizzle or rain mainly this morning and a high today around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Radar shows some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms across west central to western and parts of southwest Iowa this morning. That activity is moving off to the northeast. In the news, the Council Bluffs Police Department reports a large disturbance broke out at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs just before 1 a.m. today. Authorities say the offenders got into two cars and attempted to flee the area. One vehicle was described as a red Honda Accord, the other a black Volvo. Officers located the Honda on college property heading toward Valley View Drive. Three of the occupants in that vehicle were arrested and charged with assault causing bodily injury. And at this time, the other vehicle had not been located and those offenders had not yet been identified. Those who were arrested include 19-year-olds Jalen Black Harris and Malik L. Kidd, along with 34-year-old Titus Quinnell Smith. And all were charged with serious assault. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 32-year-old Sean Riazzi of Grant was arrested at around 10 p.m. Tuesday following an investigation into suspicious activity at 6th and Benton Streets in Corning. Authorities say Riazzi was allegedly trying to remove a street sign at that location. He was subsequently arrested for public intoxication. Bond was set at $300. And a traffic stop Sunday evening in Corning resulted in the arrest of Howard Gene Herring. The Corning man was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for theft in the third degree. Herring later posted bond and was released. Police in Red Oak say two women were taken into custody Tuesday evening following a fight in progress on the 200 block of North 2nd Street. Officers arrested 42-year-old Peggy Jo Williams and 39-year-old Penny Marie Griggs, both of Red Oak, at around 6:05 p.m. The women were charged with breach of peace and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were being held on a $300 bond each. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 44-year-old Alan Paul Gray of Villisca was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Page County warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card. Gray was taken into custody at around 12:10 p.m. inside a residence in Villisca, and he was being held in the Page County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Tuesday arrested a man wanted on a district court bench warrant for failure to appear for his jury trial at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. At around 9:20 a.m., 37-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray of Shenandoah was arrested at the Page County Courthouse. He was set to stand trial on charges of assault on persons in certain occupations with bodily injury, police dog interference, and interference with official acts bodily injury. He'd been out on bond prior to failing to arrive at the Page County Courthouse at the start of his trial. Deputies from the Page County Sheriff's Office transported Gray from the Page County Courthouse to the jail, where he was being held on a $20,000 cash-only bond pending further court proceedings. And authorities in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a woman from Shenandoah who is in the Pott County Jail was served with a warrant Monday for being a fugitive from justice. 44-year-old April Marie Montello Roberts was presented with a warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, and then returned to corrections staff. And 32-year-old Joshua Robert Rao, who was also held in the Pott County Jail, was served with a warrant charging him with felony ongoing criminal conduct, $25,000 bond, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree, a $5,000 bond. Rao was being held in the jail on numerous other burglary, criminal mischief, and theft charges. And the National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for parts of west central, northwest, and northeastern Nebraska through 9 a.m. I make that through 8 a.m. The service set up with 3 inches of rain had fallen in the past 24 hours, and an additional 2 inches was possible over Iowa's Monona County and Nebraska's Thurston County. Flooding is possible in several communities and on Interstate 29 between mile markers 107 and 125. The service said this morning's thunderstorms will gradually decrease as the system leaves the area. But more storms are expected tonight. Flash flood warnings have also been issued for parts of north-central Nebraska. In our funeral announcements, Janet Plum, age 70, of Kirkman, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Janet Plum will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruce Walter, age 56, of Walnut, died September 4th. Funeral services for Bruce Walter will be today at 11 o'clock at the Walnut Community Center. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Sister Bernice Schmitz, age 95, who's formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Wisconsin. A mass of Christian burial for Sister Bernice Schmitz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Gaines, age 95 of Irwin, died Tuesday at Muritsu Medical Center. Funeral services for Arlene Gaines will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne J. Nelson, age 68 of Exira and formerly of Casey, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dwayne J. Nelson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at Exira Care Center's Littlefield Room. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Franklin Moore, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Franklin Moore will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Esther Lowenstein, age 93, of Walnut, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Esther Lowenstein will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Teresa K. Jackson, age 61, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life reception for Teresa Jackson will be held at the East of Omaha Music Venue in Griswold on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Reacon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Charles Harris, Jr., age 93, of Greenfield, died September 5th at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Charles Harris, Jr. will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Elaine Barman, age 37, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elaine Barman will be held next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Willard Christian Church in Willard, Ohio. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Linda Marie Simon Kuntz, age 76 of Florida, died July 15th. Her family invites you to join them for a light lunch and time of fellowship at the Oakland Methodist Church, Oakland United Methodist Church, basement at 11 o'clock on September 21st. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. And Albert James Carlson, age 75 of Kirkman, died Friday. Services for Albert Carlson are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.